Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church with today's Fresh Bread. We have been reading in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, that Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the Son of God who has come in the flesh. He is the eternal Son of God that has come into this world. He is life and He is light. He was preceded by John the Baptist, who also represents preachers, who also represents every Christian. And we're men sent from God in order to do what? Bear witness of Christ. This Christ, though, is called light and life. Now, what does it mean to be the true light? This is what John now takes up. So today's fresh bread comes from John 1, verses 9 through 13. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. Christ comes. John announces him. Now light and life have arrived. Who is this Jesus? Well, he's the true light, which tells you what? There's a lot of others who are false lights. They aren't the true light. They are deceptive declarations of salvation. Man-made religions all deceive and lead to eternal condemnation. But Christ has come that you might truly know God in and through Him as your Savior and Redeemer. Now, this Jesus, His presence in the creation enlightens everyone. But no one will come to Him unless He sets them free from their sins. That's what He just told us. Now, how did He tell us that? He said He's come into the world, and He's in the world. The very world that was made through Him, He came into this world. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have a religion that tells people in the world how to get up to God? We have Christianity, which is God having sent His Son into the world that we might be delivered from our sins into His presence. Yet when He came, no one would come to Him, not even His own. Even that nation that God had established through which He would send Jesus Christ, specifically from the tribe of Judah and the line of David, that people did not receive Him. His own did not receive Him. Well, who now are His people? Well, whether they're Jew or Gentile, His people are numbered and evidenced by those who receive Him as Lord and Savior. Just a devotional thought here. We tell people to accept Christ. Now, I know what we're saying, but in reality, do we accept Christ or do we receive Christ? And in Christ, we are now accepted into the Beloved One. So what do we want to do? Well, you want to receive Christ. Who is it that receives Christ? Well, it is those who have surrendered to Him by faith and repentance and put their trust in Him alone as Savior and Lord. How do you do that? Well, you don't do that by the will of the flesh. To those who receive Him, they have the right. They become children of God. They are brought into a birthright as the children of God. Well, how did they get there? It's not because who they were born of blood. It's not their parentage. It's not the will of the flesh. It's not their own resolution. It wasn't by inheritance from their family and their parents. It wasn't by resolution of their own will. It was out of the will of God. God chose to work in your heart to set you free so that you then willingly would come to Christ. That's why we worship. We worship God to the praise of His glorious grace. It wasn't our heritage that sent us to salvation. It wasn't the resolution of our will. No, we would not receive Him, but He came and set us free. And when He set us free, we came to Christ to receive Him. And when you do, now you have the right to be the children of God. And that's the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The Word of the Lord, it abides forever. Amen. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.